and thank you for downloading our podcast. Today was a wonderful show. Had a good feeling about today's show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
We talked about lots of stuff. Of course, the historic moment of Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un meeting each other.
I think he's going to do these things. I may be wrong. I mean, I may stand before you in 6 months and say, hey, I was wrong. I don't know that I'll ever admit that, but I'll find some kind of an excuse.
Went well by the sound of it.
Yeah, it's good when someone can admit that they're the sort of person that can't admit that they're wrong.
Yeah.
What? My mum's always said that she's a person that will never say sorry, and she stood by that.
The old apple don't fall too far from the tree.
I always say sorry when I'm wrong because I'm often wrong, but she doesn't ever think she is.
Ah, really?
Yeah, no, I'm often wrong. I'm often saying sorry.
Do you think it's because...
Just you guys haven't noticed because I'm always right around you. But to other people, like to any of my smart friends, always say, sorry.
You could probably apologise for that.
What do you mean?
The insult you just threw at us?
Nah, it was funny.
Also, this is the thing about our show, happy moments, sad moment, like a devastating moment around the could-have-been Legends of Origin game.
With Stav not getting the sponsorship he needed to jump out of the plane like he wanted to. And you had a dream.
I feel bad for you, buddy. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're right.
I'm good. You guys are disappointed.
I'm disappointed for you because I know how much you needed this. I know how much you wanted this. And this was always going to be something that you wanted to do. I remember you saying to me that you wanted to jump out of a plane as Elvis. And I was like, this is going to happen.
See, I haven't even consented.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
He did. You actually said yes.
Well, I guess it's two against one, so.
No. You went to our producer. They out there, they said yes. Did Steph say yes to you yesterday?
You did say yes, mate. You did. Look. I just feel bad. We shouldn't have told him about it, you know, before.
It's like saying, hey, we're going to go on a holiday. Yeah. And then one of us gets made redundant before we booked the holiday. And then we have to tell the kids it's off.
That's
and
right.
Then we go, we shouldn't have told him in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm pretty okay.
Hey. You don't have to pretend for us. Okay. And we understand you, okay?
Yes.
So
let it go.
You don't understand it, but we do.
Okay.
All righty, all of this will make more sense in the podcast. Here we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Lano and Woodley.
Make sure you get amongst this. It'll be a good time. Performing Fly at the Brisbane Powerhouse until Sunday the 17th of June. Get the tickets at lanoandwoodley.com.au. The boys are here. Good morning.
Funnily enough, after that plug for the show, we're here. Isn't that serendipitous? Good on you. Thanks for having us.
Although I've got some bad news for you, Cole. I'm replacing you with Neil Finn for the rest of the tour.
Really?
He's doing Fleetwood Mac covers from here on in.
Oh, right. Thanks very much.
I should start, though. I don't know if you guys get it, but you get like huge fans from years ago and they bring up maybe a joke that you guys said and you don't even remember it and you just have to nod and smile and go, okay, I like that you're a super fan, but it's weird.
Yeah, that does happen a bit. Yeah.
So that's this guy right here, Stav.
We're the two men.
I go way back.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
He says you are the reason he got into comedy. I don't want to embarrass him. I don't want to be that sort of mum. Do you know what I mean? But it's just he talks about you a lot.
You two are two of the reasons I got into stand-up comedy. I used to watch you in high school. The Adventures of Lano Woodley, I thought was a sublime show, and it made me laugh so much. And I used to watch it on Hey Hates That Day and all those times. And
apparently, I have heard that families that have adult children, if they bring home a prospective new boyfriend or girlfriend, they do a little test and they sit them down and get them to watch Lano and Woodley, and if they don't laugh, they're out.
That's my daughter. That would be one of my rules for dating my daughter.
Although I'm sure there are other families.
Although
who
you can't
Lano
date
Woodley
your daughter anyway. Oh. That's weird. Yeah. I didn't know where you were going there, but I understood in the end. And
you can.
Sorry, we'll cut that bit out.
No, we don't cut nothing out. Everything goes there.
How long have you guys been working together for?
Well, we were together for 20 years, and then we've had a little break for 12 years.
And now you're back.
And now we're back having another crack at it. And
about 30, I mean, we did have 12 years off, but we've known each other for probably 30 years, I guess.
We've been working together for so long that when we first started, I didn't have any pubes. I mean, I had some, but they weren't mine. I used to collect them. They're like snowflakes. No two are the same. They're beautiful in that way.
Are you modern now where you don't have them again? That's right. Because you guys, obviously, you write a lot of jokes together and stuff. What if one of you thinks something is great and the other goes, it's just not funny? Like, do you have that conversation? Or
yeah, you do, but then
unfortunately,
you just,
constantly.
But then you just put it in the show anyway, and then they don't laugh, and you go, "Yeah, he was right. He was right. I should have trusted him."
Well, you come off and you go, "See, mate, see."
It is what he has, like a 4-show rule. So if it doesn't work after 4 shows, then we drop it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So quite a long time, yeah, though, and really.
Yeah, the fish show gets rave reviews. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right.
It's been amazing, though, because for me, and I think it's probably true for both of us, we've done a lot of solo work, and you know, it's gone pretty well. It's been fun, but there's something about performing with Cole for me where I can just be so much freer as a comedian on stage. And if I do anything where if it derails and it goes a bit awry, he just basically hangs shit on me about it, and he can be the, you know. And similarly, like Cole's got a great line in, I don't mean an actual, you know, a line of text. I mean he's got a great angle in terms of, like, being obnoxious and putting the audience offside. And if it goes too far, I can just say something to the audience like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is a theatre. There's no screen here or anything. You can all just come up on stage and beat the crap out of Cole if you want. There's some, we've each got a little safety net that works really well, and it's been so enjoyable doing Fly for the last few months.
Have you changed it? Do you have to add any Barnaby into the routine?
Bit of Barnaby.
I'm just saying, like, it feels like he's going to be in most routines at the moment, or are you like...
Wow. I don't know much about it. Like, you know how, you know, there's been quite a large rugby match in the last few days.
Yes.
Frank asked me this morning what teams were playing. So, you know, he's not really up with current events.
But Cole's filled me in, and I really hope the Maroons get the most goals.
Yes.
Or whatever. Well done.
Delicious biscuits.
Delicious biscuits? Well, anyway.
Macaroons? Yeah. Okay. Macaroons, are they? Oh, I've been saying them wrong when I order them. Aren't they nice that they still deliver them to me?
Well, make sure you get your tickets. You can see them until the 17th of June at the Powerhouse in Brisbane when they perform Fly, lanawoodley.com.au to get your tickets. Thanks for coming in, guys. Nice to see you this morning.
Thank you. Love you all. No, seriously, love you.
And if you're booking tickets and you say to people, we were listening to Hit 105 and Frank said that we can get half price tickets, it's my personal guarantee the people will say, well, we haven't heard anything about it. No, you can't. And I stand by that.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
History is made. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un strike a deal for peace.
Trump, yeah. Rocket man.
New friendship.
New buddies.
New buddies. Kim Jong-un and Trump.
They're the best two friends that anybody ever had.
I heard.
They signed a little bit of an agreement, said let's play nicely. They said, yeah, cool, let's have lunch.
I heard the reason that Kim Jong-un agreed to it was that Donald Trump gave him his Netflix password and he's now able to watch House of Cards.
Which you should respect the person that gives you their password.
Absolutely, because they can cut you off at any time.
I use my parents.
Oh, really? You're a leech, are you?
Yeah.
Ah.
Both my brothers and I are. Isn't that awful? But as a downside, I have to find out what my parents watched the night before, which sometimes can be like, are you trying to search for something risque?
You have to go into their profile to find out. So you're in there snooping.
Anyway, let's get back
to... That's this show. We start off talking about world politics, end up talking about Abby's parents doing it.
As if you wouldn't check it. Talking about that at all.
That's what it came down to.
Hey... This is the thing with it, although I know that we're all very happy that they're playing nicely, and I do understand some people's concerns that there has been a lot of agreements signed in the past with leaders of North Korea, and then they've...
Reneged. Prime renegal.
But Trump is confident this time. He's very confident that he's not going to lie to him. He may have lied to people in the past, and he's sorry about that, but he wouldn't lie to him. He's so confident.
To a point.
Well, this is what he said.
I think he's going to do these things. I may be wrong. I mean, I may stand before you in 6 months and say, hey, I was wrong. I don't know that I'll ever admit that, but I'll find some kind of an excuse.
Now, I was like, good for him. He's admitting that he wouldn't do it. Stav's mortified by that and goes, what do you mean? It's like he would lie to you. I'm like, all politicians lie. He's actually being upfront with it.
Donald Trump lies in the space of like 2 sentences and then goes back on what he just said.
Tell me a politician who doesn't do that.
Smarter ones.
Like what? Who?
Well, the ones that don't do it, you can't tell that they're doing it. They may do it all the time.
But
I promise tax cuts. You will never pay tax again. In fact, tax will go forever and magical money will appear from the sky. Vote for me, I promise.
You watched the budget last night.
You hate Trump, don't you? You hate him with a passion.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's a lunatic who's in charge of the Oval Office. Most people in his cabinet have said that. Some people in his cabinet have said, we're only staying on board in case, and this is true, in case we need to crash tackle him from pushing the button.
They
we
don't use agree. That.
What term. Heroes.
Yes. They use that. It's a popular opinion to hate Trump. So there
it
you
is.
Go. Yeah.
I mean, news.com says it. Nine News says it.
Robert De Niro says
we
it.
We should say it too.
Maybe they all have a point.
I don't. You know what? I'm here nor there on him. I just appreciate. With Trump, I just appreciate that he says it. Like, he says stuff like that, you know you're getting the truth there, where he goes, I'm not going to lie to you.
You're not getting the truth from him. He's two steps away from being impeached from colluding with the Russians to get elected in the first place.
Oh, you do read news.com.
I watch John Oliver every week. It's hilarious and informative.
Anything John Oliver says is never a lie.
No, he's very good at his fact-checking. He has to be.
Next thing you're going to tell me that the Ipswich Council is corrupt, and I will not have
a bar
of it.
Listen to him. Yeah.
No, they're all good.
How's your bike going, by the way, that they sent you? Is that good? You liking it?
Do you reckon they're going to be sweet? Or do you think this was just a way for Kim Jong-un to get into Singapore, get a Big Mac, and then head off? Because they wouldn't have Maccas in Korea.
Well, he could get anything he wants in North Korea. Look, I kind of go, it's a bit of a tough one, because I do think it is good that they're moving forward, but there's a certain part of me that does get concerned when you hear about people in North Korea not having the rights that people do in the other parts of the world. So it is, you know, I mean, it's a move forward, but at
none
the same
of that was
time,
discussed, apparently, about the living conditions of
well, I guess
people.
You can't try to make amends and then go, hey, about your governing of your country, you're doing it wrong.
A lot of back padding as well between them. Did you notice that they both, like they were on a date, kept on rubbing the small of each other's back?
Did you do that on a date?
Well, you know when you see a guy who's clearly just started dating a girl and he's trying to mark his territory at the bar, like, we're here together?
Well,
they're rubbing the back?
They chatted for 40 minutes by themselves, which is unusual.
Right.
Yeah.
So Trump's like, he's mine. Look at this, Kim Jong-un.
That was what, if you watch back the footage where they're signing the documents and when they walk off together, they both do that. They just keep going back and forward, patting each other's back. Like, we're here together. No one come in and hit on us.
And then they went off and showed each other their nuclear arsenals.
I think he's going to do these things. I may be wrong. I mean, I may stand before you in 6 months and say, hey, I was wrong. I don't know that I'll ever admit that.
I believe him. I believe him.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
First calls. The show is yours. Anything you want to discuss from Strathpine. We've got Darren. Welcome. What do you want to talk about?
Stav, I heard that you hate Trump.
I am not a fan. Yes, Daz?
You're not a fan? Well, did you know the economy in America is booming since he's been in?
Yes, I do.
Darren, we just had this on-air argument because I went, I'm neither here or... Well, like, I don't care. I just say that I like him because it annoys Stav. But I said for the economy, as an economist, he has done fantastic stuff, which...
Well, he has. And unfortunately, our Prime Minister, I can't actually say what I want to say about it, but yeah...
Yeah. Let the song speak for itself.
Trump, yeah.
Good morning, Alana.
Hi.
Hey, hon.
Hey.
Hi, Abby.
Alana, hey, hon. What do you want to talk about?
Barnaby Joyce.
You said it.
My partner loves him for some reason.
Oh, really? Likes the beetroot?
Yeah,
so to refresh people, we did have a ban on saying the word.
Yeah, but Abby said it just then on the air, and there's a punishment if you say it on the air because we've banned him.
Can you be honest with people?
What? You heard it with your own ears, didn't you, Alana?
Yes, I surely did.
Alana, that was a pre-record before the ban came in. But anyway, what's your punishment? Come on.
You have to sing the national anthem at the state at your state of origin match in front of everyone.
Oh, give the girl a clap. That is brilliant, Alana.
Alana, I can't sing.
You have the voice of an angel.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. You know it, Alana. I can't sing. I can't.
You'll be fine. You could be better than Dutch Goodrum.
Yeah. You'll definitely be better than Roseanne.
Yeah.
Do it Fergie style. Remember how Fergie did the American
sexy.
One?
Yeah.
Australia.
You got time to practice.
No, keep going. Keep going.
What's it? Australian.
Australians all let us rejoice. Come on, give it to
For
us.
For we are young and free.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Why don't you do it like Adam Hills when he did it to the tune of Working Class Man?
Oh, because you know that I can't do two at the same time.
Brilliant punishment, Alana. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you, Alana.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
East Ipswich, we've got Jacob on the air, 131060. Hey, buddy.
How's it going, guys?
Good. What are you up to?
At the moment, I'm just sitting in my car getting ready to go to work. But I'm calling to talk about a personal issue I've been having a bit recently.
What's going on?
My partner of 5.5 years, about a month ago, decided to end it with me.
Right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How are you coping? Not good?
So I'm coping better now because I've got all this emotional support from friends at work and everywhere. But yeah, I found out on Sunday that she's got a new boyfriend already.
Jacob, that's
the worst.
I'm not sure if anything's happened, but I don't want to find out, and I feel that's better for me.
Yeah. And you know what, Jacob? I know it's, you kind of, you know when you want to find out stuff, but then when you do, you wish you didn't? Mm. It's like you are searching for things that can hurt you, and it doesn't make a difference at this point. And I always feel like any breakup is really like a death. Like, you go through stages where you're okay with it, and then it sort of hits you. So it's just time that heals.
You're not wrong. This has hit me pretty hard.
Oh, darling.
Jacob, you said 5.5 years you've been together?
5.5 years together, 1.5 years engaged.
And you're only 22, though?
Yeah.
Mate, you have...
I was prepared to give my life to her.
Yeah.
I know,
she's just thrown it all away, so...
I know, but...
I feel like absolute crap.
Yeah.
But plenty of time, Manny's plenty of other people.
You're so young.
And when you find the one, you will know, and all of this you'll completely forget about. It'll be a distant memory.
I'm pretty sure I'm never going to forget about this.
No, you won't.
I'll be able to hide it better.
Yeah, and you know what? In a year's time, you'll give us a call and you're like, oh, my God, I understand what
I
you're talking
so
about.
Much better.
Yeah, I've met a lovely person. I can't believe I dodged a bullet.
I don't think I'll be getting back to women that quickly.
I'll remind you of this, Jacob, in a few months, okay?
So, I mean, are you just going to take my phone number now?
That was quick turnaround.
Good on you, buddy. Good luck with it.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Oh, the world is going crazy. Political correctness. It's now hit a new low or a new high, whichever way you want to look at it. Because it's all about, I guess, making people feel comfortable, right? You don't want to specify boys or girls, I was saying in school, because I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And we'll say that we support people. We've got a lot of friends on the show that are transgender.
Yeah.
So this isn't against them at all. It's just that words that we're used to saying are now being banned in universities.
Right, like... What are we not allowed to say? Can't say mankind?
Can't say mankind anymore.
Womankind?
Yeah. Pardon?
People kind?
Humankind.
But that's still got man in it.
Oh, damn. I don't know. I can look into it.
Let's be honest. People are not kind.
Okay. Well, yes. All right. So then don't do essays anymore. But I want to know, are you a uni student or a school student? Maybe even in your workplace. Have you got in trouble for using one of these words? 131060. Because some students have complained, anonymous students here in Queensland have complained that they've been marked down because they used the word workmanship.
Really?
And that was banned.
Right.
Couldn't use manpower as well.
Okay.
That one was banned. And she's like, well, if I looked it up in a thesaurus, which let's be honest, we all did when we were doing essays, and it came up as that suggestion, would that not be able to be correct if it's grammar?
Let's face it,
correct?
We probably can't even use the word dictionary.
I'm walking out. I cannot believe that is offensive and wrong, and you should be kicked off the air immediately. All complaints should be sent to 309 North Quay in Brisbane. Get this man off the air.
Zip it, toots.
One guy said that he was talking about his car in assignment and used the word she to refer as her car and almost failed.
What? Vehicles are always women. That's tradition.
Can't say sportsmanship.
Uh-huh.
Can't say man-made.
Uh-huh.
What if
human-made, would you say?
What if it was made by a man?
Or a
robot?
No,
well, that's... No, that'd be ridiculous.
Well, then
that's
you wouldn't say man-made if it was made by a robot.
Can I ask, though... What? No, but what do you say for the robot? You say robot-made.
You don't say man-made. It's manufactured. It's...
Oh,
manufactured.
A manufactured. Oh, what is wrong with this guy? Why is he still on radio?
Hey, sugar tits.
Get out. You calm, are sexist.
Calm your farm, man.
I am not a man, thank you.
But wait, should we insane. Be banned? Is it not just for schooling? Should we be banned on using all these words?
Probably.
No.
I mean, who knows anymore?
It's just very confusing.
Hmm. Wait, it probably is.
So what about manhole?
You take some time to think about it, darling.
Manhole.
You can't say manhole.
I avoid those at all cost.
So if you're studying, like if you're doing a TAFE degree, and you say that's a manhole. You have to say, can you please go into the human hole?
No, that's way worse.
Why?
Still man in it. And but you know, it would be the roof cavity. When you say, hey, climb in the roof cavity and work on the wiring.
Manholes are the ones on the street as well, though.
I was thinking the one in the roof. You know, you get up in the roof.
Yeah, but they're... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you say anymore.
You know what? The rest of this show, silence.
It'll probably be our highest ratings we've had yet. Imagine that.
It'd be like when Truman ran off.
It just feels like it's not educating people.
No.
It's punishing people.
Yes, it is.
I don't have a problem with the word mankind. I don't say that I don't identify with it as a woman.
Hmm.
No. Well, the word woman has man in it, so are we not allowed to say woman anymore?
I don't know.
See, we are literally sitting here scratching our heads. That's what the silence is. 13, 10, 60.
What do you think, rather than sportsmanship? Sports attitude.
Good sports conduct.
We really need a thesaurus, don't we?
Well, what are we going to do? Rewrite the whole English language?
I think that's what, that's exactly what they're trying to say.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Some of our leading universities are cutting the grades of students who used banned gendered language. Students have been told to avoid words such as mankind and workmanship or face markdowns.
Yes, that is what's happening with universities all around Australia, especially here in Queensland. Some people have been marked down. One guy almost failed an assignment because he referred to his car as she, and that was grossly incorrect. And we want to know, have you ever been in trouble about using the words that involve a certain gender, like mankind, sportsmanship?
Hey, Montana, you're on the air with us.
Hi, at my uni, we have to use engineers instead of man-made due to political correctness. A few of my friends have been marked down for that tiny switch.
So that's a replacement, engineered rather than man-made. Cool.
And you actually get marked down for using. So at the start of the year, do they tell you the words that you're not allowed to use?
We get this like sheet with all of our assignments now that says, you know, to look for specific words and see if we can find another word for it, just on the off chance that you use it incorrectly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising to me. I'm surprised.
Well, I guess universities are always a place where, let's be honest, they think that it's the elite and they're moving forward to educate people for the next generation, so they should be first. You never went to uni, did you?
No.
I only went for the good karaoke on Tuesdays, but yeah.
I've been to a uni club. Let me say, there's nothing politically correct about what they do outside of school hours.
But for assignments. Cody in Kapalabar, you work in childcare. Have you got in trouble about using certain words?
Yeah, when I was studying to you know, get my qualification, there was a whole subject on political correctness, or political correctness at the time. Yeah. And there was no mention of, like, I think it was mentioned before, like, manhole, postman, anything sexually orientated you couldn't say at all. And then it was just way too politically correct for me. So I was like, nah, not going to do it.
Yeah, you're out.
Post-delivery.
Posty.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't going to contribute to the, you know, the downfall of the next generation.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you. Here's a double one that gets you in trouble. Mailman.
Oh, yeah.
Female woman that delivers the mail. I'm out. You know what? I'm out of the world. I'm done.
Adro, morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, just on what you just said, I think it would have to now be post-person.
Yeah.
Post-person, okay, yes.
But I just want to say that from the other side of the spectrum, I'm one of those people that, I mean, I don't want to offend anybody, and I'm quite happy to respect everybody's choice in gender, sexuality, etc. But I just think that it goes too far. I don't think that you can undo certain things without it getting too messy. Like, I'm offended by the fact that they need to undo mankind.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, manhole. Does anybody really... Sorry to cut you off, Abby. Does anybody really care, really, truly, honestly care that it's called a manhole?
Mm.
Like, that hole doesn't have a gender. regardless of what we refer to it at. Like, why can my little boy not go to school? I'm offended that my little boy cannot go to school and be called a good boy.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because my friend is a fireman, and she always says I'm a fireman.
She says.
Yeah, she says. Yeah. And she's like, that's what it is. I don't care. She goes, no one's going to go, excuse me, you're a woman coming, and I said fireman. And
you don't save me. Confusing. I'll wait for the next guy. Thank you.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Or I'll wait till you refer to yourself as a fire female.
I just feel like...
And they can't say woman.
Yeah.
But I just think that it's too far. Like, there's got to be a certain level of things that you cannot undo anymore.
Yeah.
Like mankind again. Does it really matter that it's mankind?
No, it doesn't matter.
Especially why we all have different anatomy. And even if you want to change your anatomy, you still want to change it to a certain one, don't you?
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
Unless you want both, and that's fine. Some people are like that. But I would say that even if you are changing it, you'd like to be referred to as one of them.
Yeah, so you're saying if you were a firewoman,
yes,
who then transitioned, you would want to be called a fireman.
Yeah. I don't know.
I got an ice cream headache.
Yeah, I look forward to having this conversation again.
Eventually, we'll all just be born neutral.
Well, that'll be boring.
Like, like
ruin a lot of industries.
Wasn't
it
a lot?
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Sidestep the big guys and kick healthy eating goals by shopping at your local fruit shop. Find your local fruit shop at yourlocalfruitshop.com.au.
Stav, Abby and Matt could have been legends of origin.
The inaugural Hit 105 Quarter Water Sorter Cup. You're
simply the best. Tickets have just gone on sale again. Hit105.com.au. You must get on there. The last two rounds sold out instantly. If you want to be at the Could Have Been Legends of Origin game, this is me proving to the guys that I could have been a legend of the football field. I've been preparing for this my entire life. Food trucks are going to be there. We're going to have
true.
Celebrities.
You have eaten a lot of food trucks in your time.
Fireworks.
When you say preparing your whole life, what have you done?
Well, not played real Origin. You know, like
right.
Told, yeah. Watched State of Origin, knowing that I could have maybe had a go.
Cool. Well, then you're well prepared, then. You should be fine.
In fact, I think you're overly prepared.
Yeah. Hey,
but you know how you think that Corey Parker's coming and he's probably not going
to? No, I know Corey Parker's coming.
Absolutely, I'll be there.
But I thought, well, why don't I use that? And on the weekend, we went to the races at Doomben, and as my husband and I were leaving, we caught up with Justin Hodges, having a chat with him.
Yeah, one of the greatest players.
Of all time.
Yeah. He is, yeah. And he was with a few other sports players. Well, anyway, so we're having a bit of a chat, and I said, oh, hey, Corey Parker's going to be at a game. And he goes, he won't. And I said, well,
he is. He said he was going to.
And I said, you should be involved. And he goes, what game are you talking about, Abby? Anyway, it was sort of got a little bit.
I love how he pretends like he doesn't know what it is. He knows.
But we were sort of chatting, and he's like, yeah, get your people to write to my people, blah, 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 blah. And I then had a bit of an argument because he was trying to convince my husband that he shouldn't leave to go and get the babysitter. He's like, there's two of you. You both don't have to leave. And was trying to get Scott to go for a drink.
Mm.
So I'm going to pretend that he 100% confirmed. So you guys give a call to him saying that he's confirmed for the game on the 23rd.
But he didn't confirm.
Well, he said he's as confirmed as Corey Parker.
Well, Corey Parker's 100% confirmed.
See what I mean? So, yes.
Why don't make it work for you there?
So you give him a call and say, Abby said that you're 100% locked in for the game. We look forward to, and say we're live on air.
Okay. So you're going to be with us then?
Yeah, but she's going to pretend she's not.
I'll pretend I'm not for a while.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, mate. It's Maddie and Stav from Hit 105.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
We're good.
Good. We're just following up. Abby gave us your number. She wanted us to give you a call.
Okay.
She said that while you guys were at the races, that you have confirmed that you will be playing in our woulda, coulda, shoulda State of Origin Cup.
Okay. Yeah, what was that about again? It's been a big day on that Sunday.
I can imagine, yeah, especially with Abby there. It's like people that thought they could have played Origin.
Or knew
that they could have, getting on the field and playing. We've got like Corey Parker's locked in to play, and we're just getting another couple of players to fill out the numbers, and she said you were keen as mustard, mate.
Yeah, sweet, all good.
Yeah, you keen to play?
Yeah, all good.
What number we're just filling up the team. What number do you want us to put down for you?
Always wore number four.
Number four.
Of course you did. And it's the 23rd of, she told you the dates already, but it's the 23rd of June, so a couple of Saturdays away.
Yep, sweet, all good.
Stav's going to skydive as well.
Unconfirmed.
And land in the middle of the field and put the ball down.
How good is that going to look?
I don't know, mate. I'm a bit nervous about it myself, but that's what's
You'd
happening,
right.
apparently.
You'd be right.
Yeah.
All right,
we'll
mate,
see.
Cool.
We'll see.
We'll lock you in, buddy.
Sweet. All good, boys. Sounds good.
Right, Abby's actually here with us, Justin? Too.
Hey,
are you there? It's me. I actually said to the guys that you said no way, but you just confirmed it. So well done.
I can't remember what I said.
I knew you wouldn't. You poor thing. I was just so angry because you were convincing my husband that he didn't have to leave to go home to the babysitter. You're like, my wife left. Both of you don't need to go. And he goes, Justin's got a really good point. And I was like, just keep walking. You keep walking.
Well, it's all good.
Are you busy with Fox Sports on the 23rd? Because it's the day before Origin 2, or are you here in Brizzy and you're free?
I should be here in Brizzy, but I can double check that. But I should be okay.
Oh,
I'll double check it though.
So we've got two ex Origin players
that have both
confirmed.
Said they need to double check.
To play.
Double
nah,
check.
That's all right. You would never let the fans down, would you, Justin? You're not that kind of guy.
And we'll guarantee that Scotty will stay out with you after the game.
Yes.
It's a sweet man.
Yeah.
That's good.
All righty. We'll lock you in, buddy. Nice to talk.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
I feel bad.
He's hung up. He's gone.
Well, that's... We really...
No.
We forced him into that.
No, we didn't.
We coerced.
No. He's all sweet.
He's probably working.
Now, we were just saying before
that
Stav could be skydiving in. We've got a little update. Yesterday, we found out it was going to cost us about $5,000.
Yes, because that's you got to pay for all the permits, obviously hire the plane. It's a bit different when you just want to select where you want to land.
That's right. It's dropped to $4,500 after confirming. So we're down to $4,500 is the cost. And we have an update as to whether or not Stav will be jumping out of a plane dressed as Elvis and landing in the center of the field. And placing the ball
love me too.
For kickoff. We'll let you know what the update is next.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Sidestep the big guys and kick healthy eating goals by shopping at your local fruit shop. Find your local fruit shop at yourlocalfruitshop.com.au.
Stav, Abby and Matt could have been legends of Origin.
The inaugural Hit 105 quarter water sort of cup.
You're simply the best. Aiden there suggesting that we put on this game, Queensland versus New South Wales, of people who didn't get the opportunity to prove that they could have been out there on the Origin field.
Well, they did and they just failed.
No. They had to go into radio, get radio careers. There was a guy who got locked in yesterday who gave up football to become a rapper.
And he's a rapper now?
He's working on that. I think. But you know what? We all make decisions.
He can sing the Australian anthem with me there, but his moments.
What's his rapping
rapper.
Name?
I don't know yet. Kaz was just telling me about it. Okay. Oh, apparently it's too rude because he's, gangster. But anyway, the 23rd of June. Yes, of course he is. 23rd of June. We're putting on the game. Okay. The third release tickets have just sold out.
Yes.
They're free. Yep.
They are free.
We will put some more on.
Next week, yes, we will. Corey Parker locked into play.
Absolutely, I'll be there.
Ah,
food trucks, fireworks, and Stav skydiving dressed as Elvis, placing the football in the center of the field on the kicking tee for kickoff.
Didn't we get excited yesterday?
Oh, it was
Didn't
so.
You?
I married this guy, Scott, a lovely guy, and he works for a skydiving company now. He's an instructor. He sent a text to me saying, hey, if you want him to do it, like, let's make this happen.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, but he had to inform us of all the costs, which is a little bit hard to take. And we've worked out that it's probably about $4,500.
$4,500.
Which I think is too much.
It's a lot, but Maddie and I didn't want to give up on your dream.
Mice?
Yes.
Mice.
So we went and we asked around work.
So Abby and I have committed to $220 between the pair of us.
That's big of you.
That is for your Christmas and birthday present.
Yep. So, but that's Christmas and birthday.
I thought you were about to say cremation there.
Stop it.
Work would pay for that.
Okay. Stop that. I'm serious. You're not allowed to joke about it.
Your mum chipped in
$100.
Hundo.
I've had a few people bank on that. Oh, God.
So we're at $350.
And I did have a couple of other people say
that they would chip in as well.
Yeah.
How much?
$100.
So we're at $450
for vocal. He's great. He's a rapper.
That's why I thought it might have been him playing in the.
No. So what are we up to?
about around 450. But the thing anyway, is,
off.
Right,
so
is
it's off, then.
We would need people to bring in the money. And you know what it's like if you go and ask, are you putting in for the present? Unless you physically get the cash in your hand, you should never assume that that money is there for the present. So we went to our accountants. Mm-hmm. And we do this regularly for our show. We go, we've got this idea, we need some money.
And we pitch it. We often say, like, you know, it's a good cause.
Yep. And we were told that we've given away $200,000 for Alpha Bucks.
Don't mention. See, you just mentioned the Alpha Bucks word.
They're
now
already
people are calling
for
Alpha Bucks.
We've got $70,000 we're giving away for Live for Free. And it's the end of financial year.
So they got no money, so it's off.
They don't, but we said to them, we're like, you know, it could be like end of financial year, you've got to spend all your budget. But if there's any companies out there that need to spend their budget.
Oh, we're going to do that, are we? We're going to try and.
I don't know. If they want to sponsor Stav's dream.
My dream.
To skydive.
My dream.
Into the game. I'm just saying, if any company wanted to reach out, we would.
We'll have to. I think we just have to call it off.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry, buddy. We have to call it off.
No, don't do that.
Oh, so you are on board now.
No, I'm just...
you're just playing along?
The accountants...
They have to call it off.
They won't give us the money. Because they said if it wasn't end of financial year,
we probably
would have been able to find it, but they said you guys have spent all your show budget.
On
what?
Stuff.
On giveaways.
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
I didn't know we paid for that.
Year.
Yeah, that's our show budget.
The people of Brisbane are jackals.
We have spent a lot of money this year on stuff. We built a goon raft.
That one? Come on.
We paid someone's
mortgage
for a year. Yeah. So, I mean, because we never see the numbers, we just spend.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really care.
Mm.
So, unfortunately...
So I'm not doing it.
No, we're
if you get a sponsor.
If I get a sponsor for my dream.
Well, that, you know, you've got to take your great dream with two hands and go for it, Stav.
Yeah.
You've got to have a goal.
That's
you've
right.
You've got to go for it.
And you've got to hold that ball with two hands if you were going to skydive, but now you're not.
Ball.
Oh, they could sponsor anything. They could tattoo his forehead for the money because he wants it so bad. You know?
You want it so bad. Oh, if everyone could just see his face here.
He looks like a little boy.
No, I'm actually confused. I don't know if it's...
It's all right, buddy.
No, we actually don't have any money for it.
We don't have the money. I'm saying we don't.
Joking.
If we had the money...
Unless you want to chip in. You haven't chipped in for your dream.
Now, I am conflicted.
Because now you actually want to?
Well...
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, look, we tried, and that's what life's about, giving things a go and hoping. But the game will still be on.
I think he's trying to do reverse psychology and hope that someone will want you so badly.
I don't believe he wants
someone to come on board and sponsor it, is what he's trying to do.
No,
he's doing reverse psychology.
I would understand.
Here.
I would understand if no one could help us out, and I would not put that pressure on people. I wouldn't do it. The game will still be on. We'll still have a pretty good time, I guess.
Oh, John Gambaro's in for $500.
Ooh, is he? Okay.
He just sent me a text.
Put him down. $500.
Right. I mean, we're still, the dream is off.
Yes, yes.
We're not doing it on a budget, all right?
No, we can't. We were saying it has to be, we need around $4,500, $5,000. If we don't have it,
we don't
do it.
I know what you're saying. You're priceless, but there is a budget. There is a price.
Okay. All right. Well, we tried, everyone. Thank you. And the game will be fun. More tickets next week.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We'd love to give you $10,000 tomorrow. It'll be the 14th of June. Alpha Bucks plays at 8 a.m. straight after the news. Here is the letter you need to help practice.
B
for
Barbara.
Played at 8 a.m.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Yeah, it's given away $200,000 already to people of Brisbane, and we're not far off our 500th game. As well, we've found out. And when we get to it, they haven't told us exactly when it is. Something huge is going to happen on that day. So
I'm going to jump out of a plane.
Even bigger than that.
Oh. I think I'm going to get more money for it.
Okay.
Llewellyn Motors just texted they're in for $500 as well. This is getting exciting stuff.
Let's see if we can give Beck from Jimboomba some money as well. Beck, you made it through on 13:10:60. Morning.
Morning.
You nervous?
Hello. Yeah.
All right.
I'm shaking.
Oh, hey, just take a minute. Take a breath because you are 30 seconds away from walking away with $10,000, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to get a letter from... Let's just listen to Beck for a sec.
Okay. No, don't.
All right. You're gonna get a letter from Abby. Every answer has to start with that letter. Every time you get one right.
She knows how to play. Let's just play the game. Hey, Rebecca. All right, deep breath in, deep breath out. Your letter this morning, hon, is K for kilo.
Okay.
Name a boy's name.
Kieran.
Name something in the kitchen.
Pass.
Name a chocolate brand.
Kit Kat.
Name a healthy food.
Kale.
Name an R&B singer.
Kanye.
Name a body part.
Knee.
Name a type of bird.
Pass.
Name a car brand.
Pass.
Name a sport.
Pass.
Name a movie.
Oh my gosh.
You're going okay there, but you landed yourself $250 though.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll go through the ones you missed. Something in the kitchen, you could have had a kettle or ketchup from the fridge there.
Oh, yes.
For a bird, you could have had kookaburra or kingfisher.
Oh.
For a car brand, you could have had Kia, and for a sport, you could have had karate or kickboxing.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
For $250.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, if you would have seen around town the Goal billboards, which are linked to a brilliant website called Loud, LOWD.com.au, where you can go and write anything and they put it up on those billboards.
I know, and it's interesting seeing what people were submitting because we were reading them the other day.
Mm.
Quite funny, aren't they? There's some funny people out there. You should be very proud of yourself. Yeah, you're funny as well. but there was one person that said, talking about, like, does anyone else feel this? And they said, strapless bras, does anyone find them uncomfortable? And I'm like, yes. And one thing I've never understood about strapless bras is we can send a person to the moon, but we can't make a bra that's comfortable.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yeah, good point.
You know, it just doesn't make sense.
And in all the technological advancements.
Why don't you join in with this and finish the sentence? Join in, 131060. We can send a man to the moon, but we can't.
I've got one.
And then finish the sentence for us.
Because I do say this quite a lot.
Okay, yes, yeah.
They can send a man to the moon, and they can talk to him back and forth. But when Mel or Lofty cross to someone on the Gold Coast and they go, Angela Arizotti, what's happening down there on the Gold Coast?
Yes.
Yeah, it's mayhem down here.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I got one.
Okay, you got one? Yeah, go, go, go.
They can put a man on the moon, but when I go through drive-through, I still have to park because there's not enough chips ready to go.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Just put extra chips in the fryer.
Awesome. About that, why can't you understand them? Mm. And why can't they hear you?
But that you can hear that.
He's on the moon. He's on the moon. And then they're
pointing. Sorry, what? Should I just drive through then? I'm going to drive through. Is that what you said? I don't know what you said.
No, don't drive through. We're not ready to help you yet. Don't drive through.
Thank you.
You know what is annoying about that too is when you're still ordering and they ask you if you want anything else. Can I please get a large chips?
Would you not want to up with that?
Pardon?
I said, would you not want to up with that?
Yes.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
131060. Get in on this. This is a lot of fun to play, Brisbane. They can put a man on the moon, but they can't.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Five.
Have some fun with us because we're talking about what we can't achieve. Because I find it very unbelievable that we can send a man to the moon, but we can't make a comfortable bra, especially strapless bra. Gosh, they hurt.
I hear you, sister.
I know, right? At the end of the night, they dig into you, but still, you just want to wear a strapless thing.
Do you think Neil had that problem up there in the moon? No. His bra was...
Well, he didn't have gravity, so that was...
Yeah.
But 131060, join in. Jacob in Bracken Ridge.
How you going?
Hey. Good, mate.
you put a man on the moon, but you still have to wait 24 to 48 hours for bank transfers on money.
That's a very good point.
But you know what? They'll take your money out instantly, but if they've got to put money back in, you've got to have that wait. So they have the ability.
Absolutely. Where's the instant transfers?
Yeah. Yes.
With you, mate.
Well,
I'm with you.
Done.
Yolanda, welcome to the show for the first time.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you can put a man on the moon, but they can't make seamless socks.
Seamless socks?
Yes, it takes my little one sometimes 20 minutes to get out of the door because the seams on the socks annoy him.
Oh, my God.
And it's very frustrating.
Same. I'm like, just don't wear socks if that's going to be the case. And so many fights because they don't line up. Oh,
I know. It drives me insane. Mm. Seamless socks would make my life so much easier.
Seamless socks. Watch out for that on Shark Tank next week because I'm stealing that idea. Ashley from Ipswich. What's annoying you at the moment?
We can put a man on the moon, but we can't get Ziploc cereal bags.
That's a good point.
Ziploc cereal bags.
That's, why not? Yeah, like after you open the cereal.
I don't understand it.
So when you open the cereal box, they should just have a zip on the top of it, like a little Ziploc.
Sandwich bag. That's good, because all you do is fold it over.
Yeah. Actually, that's good.
That is good. Look at all the money they wasted going to the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
What did that do?
I bet you they had lots of Ziploc bags when they went to the moon. Maybe they were all there.
Maybe.
Michelle's on from Greenbank. Hi.
Hi, good morning. You can get a man on the moon, but you can't get a public bus in Greenbank. We don't have any public transport at all.
Don't you?
None. What? We've lived here 16 years. We're only about 40 k's from the city, and we do not have a thing. We've got a train line, but we don't have a train station.
Oh, that's just cruel.
What's the closest train station?
Well, the trains, I don't know, we need a train station, we need a public bus, but we've got a train line that if I wanted to catch the train to Sydney, I'd have to go into Roma Street and then come back on the train line and wave to my house and go, hi. But there's no train station.
Wow. Yeah, that is very silly.
All Neil Armstrong's fault.
It is. Louise. You there, Louise?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, so mine is you can send a man to the moon, but when you're playing music on YouTube, you cannot close the app, otherwise the music will stop.
That is a brilliant point. That is annoying.
Yes, like you're listening to the music and you have to do something else. You can't even lock the phone screen. Like, it has to stay open and on.
Yep. You got to press your little finger on it to open it again.
They need to update their stuff.
There's Spotify, but I'm assuming that you don't have to pay for it, yeah?
Yeah, well, I have it, but there's certain things on there that you can't get on YouTube, so... And my kids love to listen to certain songs that you can't get on Spotify.
The Wiggles.
The
Wiggles are on Spotify.
The Wiggles are on Spotify. And then have to keep your phone on.
I like to put that on my fitness track, go for a run to the Wiggles.
To the Wiggles?
Well, no, I haven't by accident. I put them in there with my for my kids. And then when I was doing the Bridge to Brisbane, the Wiggles came on. I'm like, this is not helping me.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
The world's going crazy. Mm-hmm. Let's not deny it. We were talking earlier on in the show about university students getting marked down for using phrases such as mankind, manhole, and
sportsmanship, manpower, yes.
Yeah, so I don't know what that strip show is going to do now.
Good point.
People power. It doesn't have the same sexy ring to it, does it?
No. Too political.
And it's affecting all levels of society, from the upper echelons all the way down to the younger generation. I have been watching Play School every week now for you guys, just to keep an eye on what they're doing to the next generation. And it's getting quite crazy because they're changing everything so as not to offend anybody. So I watched it again this week, and I don't think you're going to believe it.
Let's play the tape.
There's a bear in its natural habitat, and a chair as well. There are people with games, but only if you choose to play them, and stories about minorities to tell. Open wide, if you all consent. It's PC school, PC school. Hello, boys and girls, and thanks for watching us on the iPad your parents said they would never give you before you were born, and now you're on it 8 hours a day and addicted to it like it's a drug. Today on the show, we're going to play sport, but we're not going to keep score, and absolutely everybody wins, just like in real life.
Song time now. Ready? Because if you're not, I can wait. Okay, go. Old MacDonald had an organic free-range carbon-neutral farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a nothing, because all animals should live free and in their natural habitat, and we should all be vegan because it's good for the planet and sustainable. E-I-E-I-O. That's all we've got time for today. Next week on the show, we'll teach you what bathroom to use when you're out in public. Because let's face it, that's getting f***ing confusing. Open wide, if you all consent. It's PC school. PC school.
Another brilliant episode. It's good.
I don't know if it's catching on, though.
Actually, it is. Shout out from Claire, who messaged on Facebook and said that her child, 6-year-old, has never watched the actual Play School or PC School, but walks around the house singing the PC School tune.
Aww. Look, I'm making a difference.
Yes. Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, I just want to have a little bit of a whinge, though.
Yeah.
Do you know each night I have to cook three meals? Three different meals? Because my son, at the age of 6 months, decided that he was vegan, sometimes just vegetarian. And then I can't serve vegetarian meals to my husband because then he says, is that the starter? And then my other son doesn't like anything spicy or food touching. It gets really annoying.
What do you eat?
I just join in whichever one doesn't eat theirs and eat the leftovers. I'm like the one that's not fussy. So basically I have three meals. That's the issue. Thanks. But no thanks.
Nothing to complain about then.
That is annoying, though. Yeah. I don't have to do a lot of cooking in my house, so I get what I get and I don't get upset.
Good one. I tried to serve falafels to my husband once for dinner.
Oh, no.
No, that's okay, that one. Enjoy!
Mine is also food-related today.
Mm.
You've always got your favourite cafes and restaurants and places that you always go to, right? You got your regulars.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there because they've got that thing that you always enjoy when you eat it. And then you know that one day that you think, nah, I'm feeling adventurous.
Yes.
Mm. I'm going to order something else. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get the club sandwich that I usually get because I know it comes with chips. I'm going to get something else. It's going to be amazing. And then it's not.
No. Food regret.
And you eat it, and all you think is, I should have got the club sandwich that I come here for all the time. It's got the extra bread. It's got the chicken. It's got the bacon. It's got the everything. Don't ever sway from your regular orders on restaurant menus. Thanks, but no thanks.
Do you have two lunches that day?
Probably. Nothing better than a double lunch or a double dinner or a double breakfast.
Yeah, we do have a lot of double breakfasts here, don't we?
Hey there, Matty Acton.
Mm-mm.
I consider myself, and I know a lot of people around the office consider me, a little bit of a fashion doyen.
Has anyone said that to you in person?
Not the actual word doyen.
But they've said what about your fashion?
And I'm always on trend.
People have said that?
Mm.
On fleek.
And I'm quite the trendsetter almost as well. I'm ahead of the curve.
Hobo chic.
You can derelict my
Hey.
But we have got to start calling each other before a shift because we continually are couple dressing, but it's all looks that I have owned before you. We're both wearing the same kind of cool jackets today.
You are matchy-matchy.
Under a t-shirt, and we were wearing the same cool cardigans yesterday, and it's got to stop. And I was first, so I'm bagsing it.
But he was doing it, he just wasn't with you. So maybe you've just found each other, you kindred spirits, you.
I hadn't looked at it lately.
Uh-huh. You met your other half there.
It is annoying when people wear the same outfit as you, especially when you think you're nailing it.
Sorry,
what
buddy.
You think, yeah.
Thanks, but nothing.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
There we go. The podcast is done. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of whatever it is you're in the middle of doing. Actually, I wonder if anyone ever listens to our podcast while pooing.
Oh, God.
Why do you always do
Why
that?
Why do you bring it down to lowest common...
Oh yeah, really?
The Green Slopes poor was, he actually had us in his headphones when he was there.
Maybe he did. Hang on, just backtracking.
Yes. What?
Are you trying to have some sort of moralistic
Please
ground?
Please don't have a competition about who brings the show down the most.
Well, if you had to make a vote, and we'll put you out of it because we know it's you, but out of me and Stav.
My humour is very highbrow.
Oh, no, it's not, hun. But I don't know. I think it's pretty even. You're a little bit more toilet humour, which Stav is not.
What am I?
Just...
Yes.
No, let's say thank you for joining. Wrap this up. No, let's not. Let's not have a. Fun.
No, that's fine.
Are you upset now because you're not the one who brings the show down?
Do you think I bring it down the most? Oh, both silent.
No, you didn't give us a chance. I was taking in breath. No, of course not. Can you put that knife down and then I'll answer the question? All right. We're done? We're good? No one got anything else to say?
I don't know. Little chuckles in the corner there.
I don't think anyone has anything else left to say to each other at all.
No, we do. I love you. Love you very much.
Ditto.
Ditto, bro. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.